Welcome to Heidelberg Meditations on this Tuesday of the 45th week in the year of our Lord 2022, as we examine Heidelberg Catechism question and answer 117. Having confessed in our last meditation that prayer is the chief way in which we render thanks to God for all his gifts to us, we turn our attention to how that looks as we come before our Almighty Sovereign God. For while prayer is in and of itself an act of thanksgiving, the content of every prayer need not be only words of thanks. We can, and we should, offer our pleas before God and earnestly request of him those things he has told us to ask for. But we must take care to ensure we are coming before him as he commands, not merely as we desire. And so we ask in Heidelberg Catechism question 117, what belongs to such prayer which is acceptable to God and which he will hear? We answer, first, that with our whole heart we call only upon the one true God, who has revealed himself to us in his word, for all that he has commanded us to ask of him. Second, that we thoroughly know our need and misery, so as to humble ourselves in the presence of his divine majesty. Third, that we be firmly assured that notwithstanding our unworthiness, he will, for the sake of Christ our Lord, certainly hear our prayer, as he has promised us in his word. First, we are to cry out only to the one true God. Contrary to the Roman Catholic Church, we are not to pray to saints. We are not to pray to Mary. We are not to pray to angels or dead family members. We are not to pray to created beings or objects, the earth, sun, or stars. The only prayer that is heard is the one offered to the one true God, who has revealed himself to us in his word, and has told us how we are to pray and the things for which we should ask. As we cry out to our most holy God, we should do so in faith, trusting that he will hear and that he will answer. For as the Apostle John teaches in 1 John 5:14 and 15, this is the confidence that we have toward him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us in whatever we ask, we know that we have the requests that we have asked of him. In this, John echoes the psalmist, who writes in Psalm 145, 18 and 19, "The Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. He fulfills the desire of those who fear him. He also hears their cry and saves them." And as we find in Proverbs 15, verse 29, "The Lord is far from the wicked, but he hears the prayers of the righteous." As those who have been declared righteous in Christ, we can have confidence that the Lord hears us when we call. He saves us. He fulfills our desires. He is near to us, and we have the requests we have asked of him. This does not mean that we are free to ask anything of him, but as we will see in the coming meditations, and as we confess in our catechism today, we are to ask for all that he has commanded us to ask of him. We are to ask, as John says, according to his will. For as James notes in James 4, verse 3, "You ask and you do not receive, because you ask wrongly, to spend it on your own passions." God does not seek a covetous, selfish people who call out to him in the desires of the flesh, seeking our own passion. God does seek a humble, obedient people who cry out to him in faith, trusting in him to provide all that they need according to his will, and waiting on him to deliver that which he has promised. Thus may we, with our whole heart, call only upon the one true God, who has revealed himself to us in his word, for all that he has commanded us to ask of him, that as we do so, we might know that he is near us, that he hears us, and that if we ask anything according to his will, we know that we have the requests we have asked of him, that in his people and in his people's prayers, God might receive all glory, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.